Welcome to my CD. Oh, it's gonna be lovely. So just take a, yeah, whatever. I want you guys to welcome yourself to your own history. I could be your host, but I'd rather be honest and get into this because I believe that our ignorance has a hold on hip hop. Comedy, our comedy has a hold on tragedy, and our procrastination has a hold on our truth or truth as it may be. This album should have a hold on everything, but I have to face facts. It doesn't. One of the biggest reasons is because it's in your hands, whether you bought it, stole it, downloaded it, whatever. What that's supposed to mean, I guess, is that you ultimately have the power to decide what it is that you're hoping. Your perceptions can deem it to be fat, whack, intelligent, philosophy, love. Anyhow, I'd like to say, as an author, as one of the authors, be careful. Try not to make it your slave, your fad, your quote-unquote conscious side whenever you're feeling intelligent. It does have a life of its own, and it is there for you like any caring folk would be. Yes, it is positive, which a lot of people tend to categorize as some neo-soul type stuff. It is positive, but it is very real. It's the type of reality that people deem fictitious when they see nothing but turmoil. Then again, let's face possibility. Not everyone understands reality. If this was the case, we wouldn't walk around telling people to keep it real. I'm sick of that shit. Now, if you know what this is about, I respect you, hands down. If you don't know what this is about, I respect you, hands down. However, for those of you who may not know what this is about, hip hop may not be the kind of music for you. It may sound tragic, but then again, it sounds true. The last thing I'd like to add, let me catch my breath, is fuck McDonald's. Peace.